Thanks so much for staying with WGN Radio. This is the Wintrust Business Lunch with me, Ji Suki, and thanks for your patience as we transition in and out of press conferences. We want to make sure to get you all of the information as it's happening. Of course, things are very fluid, and we're getting new information minute by minute, so appreciate you sticking with us. So let's get started. We heard from Steve Bertrand and from Orion about the circuit breaker, and they've just resumed trading just a couple of minutes ago, and Terry Savage joins us. Hi, Terry. Are you there? Okay. We're going to check in with Terry in just a moment. The first question we're going to ask Terry is from the 773. This is a fascinating question. Why can't they just close down the markets? This has been a question that a lot of you have been asking.
There?
Hi, Terry. How's it going?
Okay. I'm here. Look, I heard the question you just asked. Let me just take a minute or two right off the top, because I think I understand what most of the questions are going to be today. And for some reason or another, for all the years of experience in the markets, I'm here at this moment, and some of what I've said in the past warning you has now coming true. Number one, I know everybody's worried about their investments, their 401ks, their retirement plans. I'd just like to say I think the time is past for that being the top priority. This is really serious by the numbers in terms of the spread that we have not, the one numbers we haven't seen is who has it, who's carrying it, and how fast this is growing. But we know without knowing that it's out there. And so I think the number one most serious problem is not your 401k. It's taking care of your life. Number two, everything I want to say now and every morning I try posting an update is on my website at terrysavage.com, or you could sign up for my newsletter. I typically send that out late at night. Number three, I know you want to ask about what the government is doing right now. I don't think the government can stop the economic effects by throwing money at it, but it really will make people feel better. I'll come back to that in a moment. Let me answer the specific financial questions that are all on your mind. The stock market. Yes, if you didn't listen 3, 4, 6 weeks ago, 8, 10 weeks ago, it is probably now too late for you to start selling your stocks, even though I think we may have a leveling off here. I do believe that at some point the market will go lower. We're under 20,000 now. We will have a bounce at some time, and you will try and catch the bounce, and you'll be too late then. The biggest money is made at market turns, and very few people sell at the top or buy at the bottom. So you're going to have to ride this out. That's for stocks. That does not apply to bonds. Please go to terrysavage.com. I won't go into a long explanation. A month ago, I wrote Beware of Bonds. What's happening now is people are looking out to see the economic impact and the ability of many bond issuers to make their interest payments, particularly retailers, airlines, energy. Those companies are going to be impacted. Those bonds are inside your bond funds. So if I still had bond funds, I would sell them today, especially high-yield bond funds. But even investment-grade bond funds are packed with bonds that are of great concern, concern for not only the economic future, but throwing all this money at the problem is going to yield potentially down the road, and that's what's showing up in the U.S. government bond market, to inflation. So bonds are not a great investment. They're not safe. And finally, money market funds. I've got a number of posts on my Ask Terry blog. The government today, this morning, said it's going to ask Congress for the authority to back up the money market mutual funds that you're probably in, your default position in your 401k or your IRA. So I'm not worried about money market mutual funds. So those are the investment answers. But the real issue is, what's going to happen? And how are you going to protect yourself and your family so that you're around to worry about the balances in your 401k?
Terry.
End of story.
I am going to have to do this first before we get to more from you, but I do want to give our number out. It's 312-981-7200. If you want to ask Terry a question, 312-981-7200. You can call or you can text. G here on the Wintrust Business Lunch. Terry Savage is here. The number is 312-981-7200. We'll try to get to as many text questions and calls as possible. Terry, I did want to get to this question. It's been one that's popped up a lot from the 773. Why can't they just close down the markets?
No, that would be the exact wrong thing to do. What we need always is information and pricing. The wrong thing to do is not to have tests and not to have numbers so we can all see the reality. What the market does is price reality. The market's volatile because it can't figure out reality because we don't have numbers about the spread of this disease. We can only project based on the way this kind of thing spreads without symptoms, how big it's going to be when we finally get the test done. Markets price fear. If you don't have the market pricing fear and opportunity, by the way, on the other side, then you have lost a major important thing. It's like losing the blood pressure in the patient. You need to keep the markets open and functioning, as scary as it is, because hiding is never the answer, except staying at home now, of course, and distancing.
Let's get to caller John. Hi, John. What is your question for Terry?
Hi. So I have two questions. One is that I'm 63, basically semi-retired. I have a really great diversified portfolio, but I do hold about 40% in bond funds. I think I heard you earlier saying that if you had bond funds, you would sell them.
John, go to TerrySavage.com. Yes, you did. John, go. I would lighten up on them significantly, depending on which ones they are. Go to TerrySavage.com for the explanation. But nobody wants bonds. A lot of the reason the bond funds were attractive is because, oh, I could get a 4 or 5% yield. That's better than my CD. Why could you get that yield? Because those funds bought bonds of companies like energy stocks, airlines, and so forth, that were borrowing money and willing to pay a little higher interest rate because they needed the money. Now there are questions about the ability to pay the interest on those bonds. Nope, it's very sophisticated what I wrote and what you asked. People don't realize that bonds are not the widows and orphans safe haven, that you got those high yields because there was risk in there, and now the risk is being uncovered. So I'm not trying to elicit people to wholesale sell out of everything, but if you want to raise some cash, it's a little late in stocks, but it's probably not too late because the professionals have been selling bonds. The bond prices have been going down. I bet if you look at the net asset value of your bond fund, it's already down about 10 to 15%. If you have a high yield, they don't call them junk bonds anymore, high yield bond fund, it could be down as much as 25% already. And you don't want to wait to see if those companies can pay their interest. There you go.
Well, thanks so much for your call, John. Stan is on the line. Stan, I think you also might have a bond question. Did Terry just answer your question?
Pretty much, and I'm starting to shed my tears now. yes, Ms. Savage. Yeah, my agent talked me into putting everything into the bond market, get out of what I had, and I'm understanding that now I'm stuck for 30 days.
Stan, when did they ask you to do that?
Last week.
There is absolutely no reason you are stuck. What did you buy? A mutual fund? A bond fund?
A bond.
A bond?
I'm not sure exactly which one because I always put
Yeah, well, look, you call your, quote, agent who made a nice commission on that and say, I expect you to get me out immediately. I want to go back to cash, put it in my money market fund. I don't want to own any bonds. If you're buying individual bonds, brokers, I have to tell you, make a fortune on those because you can't really check the price. So get out.
Stan,
if you make a mistake, get out.
Stan, I'm guessing you've got a phone call to make right after you hang up with us.
You're darn right, I do. Thank you much.
All right, call us back and let us know how it goes. Here's another bond question for you. Marilyn, what's your question for Terry? She's already been talking a lot about bonds.
Well, if you're already in bonds and they are an energy or airline, is there a chance, if you can hang on to them, that they will come back?
Marilyn, are you in a mutual fund or do you own individual bonds?
I believe they're individual bonds. Because they have
you
a
need
company
to
name.
So. Okay, if you're in the bonds of a good, strong company, then the price of the bond may go down temporarily. But when we get through this and the company survives and prospers, you'll be fine. If you own a bond fund, you need to find out what's hidden inside there. The way to find out is, say, how many bonds in this fund are rated triple B? That's just above investment grade. A lot of those bonds might not survive. So funds that have a big portion of triple B-rated bonds in them are the ones I would sell. If you own individual bonds of a company, it just depends on what you think is going to be the future credit of that company.
Marilyn, thank you.
Mine are luckily with individual, and most of them are well-known companies, so you think
well,
that might be
well, then don't worry about it. You just sit there and get your interest because they'll keep paying.
Oh, great. Thank you.
Thank you, okay. Marilyn, for your call. I think we got time for one more caller. Of course, we're going to keep Terry for another segment. So 312-981-7200. That's the text and the call line. Of course, we like to hear from you. Actually, we're going to take a we're going to do this first, and then we're going to come back and take Melanie's question. Melanie's on hold right now.
All right. We are
sure
down, by the way, before we leave, about 1,900 points, G.
All right. Okay. Let's go to this right now. Caller Melanie has been patiently holding to ask Terry Savage her question. Of course, Terry is our expert on the markets, the economy, and personal finance. Her website is terrysavage.com, and she also has a weekly column that's printed by the Tribune Content Agency as well. Melanie, what's your question for Terry?
Hi, Terry. Big fan. I have a Schwab One account that I inherited from my parents. They've passed away, and I've held on to it for a long time, and then the market reached, you know, a very nice high in the month of January, and it was about 3 days before the first word of this virus was becoming, you know.
Do you still have it, or did you sell it?
Well, I wanted to sell it, but when I called them, I was told I had sent in, you know, a small estate affidavit, and I was being told that I omitted the account number. And I said, well, surely we can expedite the account number over the phone. I said, you know, you have everything else.
Okay, so bottom line, Melanie, you're stuck and you've lost money?
Yeah, I mean, this
okay,
really...
If you have a record of that, you will take Schwab to arbitration. I'm not sure you'll win. But that's a personal finance question, and you can certainly take them to arbitration. I don't think you'll get your money back. And if you want to post something on Ask Terry, I'll give you further comments. Go to terrysavage.com. I want to make a point about the markets here right now. Okay, the Dow is down now about 2,000 points, which is just a little under 10%. Another circuit breaker would kick in if it were down 13%, so that doesn't look like that's going to happen. And the Dow is down about 10% right now. Other markets should deserve your attention. Oil, energy, we've never seen these lows. Less than $22 a barrel. I can remember when everybody was concerned that oil would never go below $100 a barrel. So that is impacting all the energy and oil drilling companies. There's no way an American company can make profit at that. So all the energy companies will be shutting down. In fact, there's a worldwide demand for liquidity. Gold, which you'd think would go up in a crisis, is down $40 an ounce today to $1,486. For reference, when this started out 2 weeks ago, gold briefly went over $1,700, now $1,486. Even U.S. government bonds, a 10-year bond, are being sold, pushing the yields up now to 1.14%. That was below a half a percent just last week at this time. The fear in that case is that all this money printing may make the inflation rate go up down the road. So there's a global panic now and a global selling. This is when you don't panic. Yes, I think the impact on bond funds could be coming even further down the road. I want to say something. I know we have an audience that are home, a lot of retirees, people, you're in my category, of preservation of capital now, but if you have children and grandchildren, tell them to keep putting the money in their 401k plan. Nobody ever picks the bottom. I know we will get beyond this at some point, and they'll be glad. They're buying, with their $400 a month in the 401k, they're buying more shares of their mutual fund. Just want to give you some perspective. The whole world is panicking, and guess what? The one thing in the world people are buying is the U.S. dollar. Strangely enough, we are the least worst place to put your money, and the U.S. dollar index is up.
May I ask you just one last thing? Is that I think I heard you mention earlier today on someone's program that you know that these investment houses, you know, want to hold on to their money, and that's exactly the first thing that came to my mind when they.
Melanie, I didn't say that. It's always your money. It's always your decision. I hate when people get bullied by the smart money, in quotes. that's telling them what to do. I'm not telling you what to do. I'm just giving you years of experience in the market. Anybody out there, take the advice of someone who has your best interests at heart, someone who's not being paid a fee or a commission. Too often people are just pushed around by people who don't have their best interests, the client's best interests at heart. I've recommended fiduciary advisors, and I think there's some great people out there giving great advice specific to your situation. I'm talking to a lot of people now through G and WGN, and I'm glad to do this frequently and on WGN TV Channel 9 Morning News every morning. And all I'm saying to you is, I tried to get you out before the 30% loss. It's a little late to get out of stocks now. It's not too late to get out of some of your bond funds, but you'll be surprised that you can lose as much money in bonds as stocks. You've got a special situation. Post it. Ask Terry at terrysavage.com. Melanie, and just say you're Melanie, and I promise I'll answer your specific question. G?
Thanks, Melanie, for your call. Speaking of which, Terry, I did want to read this from the 224. I followed Terry's advice since 3 weeks ago. I'm 80% cash right now, so thanks a lot, Terry.
Here's a virtual hug. You make me feel so much better.
It was perfect timing. Yeah, absolutely. All okay, right. You just mentioned gold. We have a question. Caller Roger has been patiently on the line. Roger, what's your question?
Yes, thank you. Can you hear me okay?
Absolutely. Go ahead.
Okay, very good. Yes, my portfolio is basically all mutual funds. I probably have 6 or 8 different mutual funds. Probably makes up 80% of the portfolio. And most of the mutual funds are aggressive funds, and they've done fantastic over the last few years. But I did have a gold fund that I've kept kind of in my pocket, if you will. And I thought I was being smart a few weeks ago when this thing started to tumble. And I basically put a lot of my portfolio into the gold. And I guess I might have made a mistake. So I guess I'm just curious as to what your thoughts are on that. I don't plan on making any rash moves at this point. They've gone down, too. So anyways, just your thoughts would be appreciated.
Good. Roger, that's the best question of the day, because the minute this happened, I thought, well, there goes gold. Everybody's going to, you know, this whole uncertainty thing, not just the stock market decline, but everything going on. You would have thought that gold would go up and hit over $1,700 an ounce. And I thought, I'm not going to write about it now, but I know it's going higher. And for sure, for a minute it did. But the gold mining companies are stocks. They are stocks in people's portfolios, and people have indiscriminately just told their brokers, sell this, sell everything. Globally, there has been a real rush to sell the gold stocks. So I think there might even be some opportunity there. I expect there's going to be some opportunity on the upside in gold. But it is not, here we are at a, quote, end of the world scenario, and we do not see it reflected in the price of gold itself or of gold stocks. Very interesting. Down the road, though, think about this. I mean, this is so old-fashioned. This is so 1980s, like what my friend said, Terry, that kitchen, that's so 1980s. Yeah, I guess I'm still so 1980s. But do you remember when there was so much money being printed by the federal government in the 70s to give us an offset to the energy shock and to fight the Vietnam War? The Fed just kept printing money. And in 1980, gold started soaring. I mean, it went over $850 an ounce, unheard of then. What the market, when it gets around to it, it will look back at the trillions of dollars created. I'm not saying they shouldn't do it, but created to bail out this economy. And one day, I think you'll see gold again. So just my advice is hang on to that fund. I'm in there with you.
Thanks, Roger, for your call. Hope that answer helped. Thanks so much. Okay, Terry, you know what? It's such a volatile day. We're going to keep you for one more segment if you've got the time.
Yeah, no, I'm sitting here with you.
All right, fantastic. It makes us feel better that you're with us. So a lot more coming up on WGN Radio. 312-981-7200. A few more minutes to get a call in to Terry Savage here on the Wintrust Business Lunch. Terry, this is a question from the 708. I think you touched on it a little bit earlier. Should I continue my biweekly automatic investment into my 401k, or should I stop the automatic payment to build cash in my bank account?
Well, okay. Okay, that's a tough one because I don't know your whole financial situation. My immediate reaction was to say, yes, absolutely, continue your automatic 401k contribution. But if you're going to be living without a paycheck, then that's a different story. I mean, the immediate here and now is really important. The long-term opportunity to buy stocks at these levels, I think. I think we look back to 2008. I was sitting there on TV every day in 2008 saying, don't sell, don't sell, don't sell. Buy now. This is an opportunity. We may look back on this. This is really different because it's not only about the markets. It's about the economy. So, yeah, you need to have enough cash on hand. Let's talk about the general big economic picture. All industries are being shut down. The big three automakers, all of Nevada, gaming is shut down in addition to everything else you've ever heard. So we're going to have an economic slowdown, maybe and hopefully only temporarily, to stop this virus from spreading, and then eventually a rebound. But you need to get through this period with enough liquidity to be able to buy groceries. So if you're just scared to invest in the stock market, and if you're under 50, you just keep doing it. You got to believe in the future of America. We'll be around, and America will be around. We just got some tough times in between.
Terry, this is a question from the 708. If New York City were to go on complete lockdown, what would happen to the stock markets?
Well, it's electronic now. Everything's electronic. If you watch CNBC all the time like I do, everybody's in a different spot, and they're all managing very well to talk to each other. Look, you know what? If we all go on lockdown, it's not as horrible as World War II when our kids were getting killed. I mean, seriously, if we can stop this thing by committing to go on our own spring break, virtual lockdown, whatever, social distancing, whatever you want to call it, that is the way to stop the virus, to solve the economic problems. Throwing money at it is reassuring, and it will help some people, and how they're going to get the checks to the people to buy their groceries is a problem. They're going to stop foreclosures and evictions. All of you who have rental properties and were sure you'd have income, now you're going to see that you can't evict your tenants, which you don't want to do in the middle of a crisis anyway, but if they can't pay their rent, it'll be a cross-country thing. You won't be able to evict people. I'm sure that's next. So financial is important, but the real thing is to stop the spread because that lets us get beyond it and get growing again. So while I know all your questions are, what do I do with my money? Most important is, what do you do with yourself? And how do you keep from infecting others? And how do you keep your kids from thinking they're immortal and they should go out to the party? We have to just stop spreading the virus by connecting.
Well, this is a question from the 616. Speaking of that, how are you taking care of yourself?
Well, I really decided today I had to go to the grocery store, and I took the plastic gloves that I have on hand from turkey basting, and I wore the masks that I still had from SARS in the basement closet. I took one of those masks out and went to the grocery store. I was very careful not to take the last of anything because I figure someone has kids at home and might need it. But the thing is, this is the social distance you get from me, G, over the phone. We can do this for a month. It's a lot better to do this for a month, social distancing, than it is to be going, not able to go to funerals. I mean, I'm sorry to put it in such a bleak thing, but it's not your biggest worry now, seriously, is not the bottom line in your 401k plan. What's done is done. We need America to come back. The way America comes back is if we stop this thing now. I think that's an important message.
This is from the set.
Everybody, you should be, the way you need to make sure that your children, your grandchildren, your neighbors are taking this seriously. A neighbor that I met said to me, "Terry, this is just anti-Trump stuff." Now that was a week ago. I said, "What?" There are still, you're all listening because you're smart people. You're listening to WGN, you go to G, and you listen to her words of advice, and mine too. But there are people out there who think this is really not happening only because we haven't seen the numbers. We haven't seen the numbers because we don't have the tests. Forget the blame for that. We don't know the numbers, but we know how this behaves because we saw it in China. We saw it in Italy. So the minute we get the numbers, and they're big, it's going to be too late to stop it.
Terry, this is a question from the 708, and of course, a lot of people really fearful. How long can this go on before we truly lose everything with no hope of recovery? I know that you're going to have a lot to say about this.
There's always going to be hope of recovery. I want you to be around to see the recovery. I want you to be around to spend the money in your 401k plan in your retirement. Of course we're going to recover from this. Even China, whether you believe it or not, is already recovering somewhat. What we want to do is minimize the impact. And the way to minimize the impact is not to throw money at it. It's to stop the virus. How do you stop the virus? You stop people being with people. I address the millennial generation. I know they're not our main listeners, Xi, but some of you know some. They think they're immortal. You remember when you thought you were immortal. This thing is going to catch the people who are in contact with each other every day. This is your chance. Be on social media. Be electronic. And as long as the Internet and Netflix survive, America's going to survive, that's for sure. And guess what? I hope my goal is for all of us to live to say, remember that day when the Dow was down, what is it now? It's down 1841. Remember that day when the Dow was well under 20,000? I wish I'd bought then. I don't know if this is the bottom. I don't think it is, because we got more bad economic news. But it's not going to be very much farther from here. I think we're closer to the bottom for sure than we are to the top.
Well, you can ask Terry your question. There are a lot of text questions. I know that they can follow up with you on terrysavage.com. At the top of the webpage, there's Ask Terry. Just click on that, and she does actually answer your questions. And since you're on lockdown, you're going to have plenty of time to answer them, right?
I'm staying up late to do that, and then check in the morning. So I usually post a before market opening commentary about what I think is the most important stuff. Look, I don't have all the answers. I just have perspective from having been around for a while. I'm going to leave you with the phrase I coined after 9/11. America will survive and prosper again. Well, and so will you. Don't panic. Stay home.
Thank you, Terry Savage. The news is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.